We're doing the Sedra Dorot. Vayavru Adam v'ishto al mitzvat Hashem asher tzivam. Adam and his wife transgressed Hashem's commandment that he commanded them. Vayichara po behem, so God angered at them. Vayikalelem, he cursed them. Vayigarshem b'yomu migan Eden. And he divorced them, he chased them out of the Garden of Eden, avodat ha'adama, to work the land. Vayelechu v'yishkenu mikedem legan Eden. So they went and settled to the east of the Garden of Eden. So then Adam knew Chava, his wife, and she had two sons and three daughters. The first one she called Kayin. I became a partner with Hashem in creating a man. And the second one she called Hevel, because she said Hevel is what brought us to earth, and Hevel is what will take us from earth. And then in the fine print he writes, Umot omrim shekain nolad tetvav shanim lebriat adam vekalmenato omto volid adam im chava veishto lamed banim zulat kain hevel shet. The nations say, I don't know who are these nations that is quoting, that Kayin was born 15 years into creation with his twin sister Kalmena, and Adam and Chava had 30 sons other than Kain, Hevel, and Shet. Others say there were 100 sons other than Kain, Hevel, and Shet. Tuomat Kain ishto Kalmena, Kain's wife, who was his twin sister, was Kalmena. Vetuomat Hevel ishto Balbira. And Hevel's twin sister, who was his wife, was Balbira. And this is quoted by the Abarbanel in Bereishis. Why the Abarbanel would quote them, we have to look inside the Abarbanel. On the first day of the week, he entered the Gichon waters till his neck. And he fasted, he suffered in the waters for 7 weeks, meaning for 49 days, until his body was worn down and red. Others have the version that he started having the water was piercing through his body. His body became like a sieve. Amar uma uluchot alidei shikatvu betzvos laKadosh Baruch Hu atidin meme ha'Yarden livroach mipneihem. If the luchos were written by God's fingers and where the waters of the Jordan fled from them, gufo gufi shegavlo bet yadav. So then my body that was fashioned by Hashem's two hands, not just Hashem's finger, and my spirit that Hashem blew into me should even more so be able to overcome the waters of the Jordan. They should flee from it.
What is connected between the Luchot Abrit and the creation of the man?
The Luchot, it says, were made by Etz Ve'Elokim, and the man was a Maaseh Kapav. Yeah. ואמר עד שאני בחיים אבנה לי בית מלון לרבצי לאחר מיטתי יעשו לעצמותיי להם עבודה זרה אלא ראיני מעמיק את ארוני למטה לארץ מערה לפנים היא מערה לפיכך נקרא מערת המכפלה. He said, while I'm still alive, I have to build a resting place for me to sleep in after I die, because I don't want my bones to become avodah zarah. He said, I know that there are special powers in my bones. If just like the Luchos could cause the Jordan to split, if someone takes my bones, so being that they were made by God's hands, so they could do miraculous things. So he said, I have to ensure that doesn't happen. So what did he do? He said, while I'm still alive, I will build myself a burial, a place that's deep, where no one will get to it, a cave within a cave. And that's why it's called Me'arat HaMachpelah, the double cave that Adam himself built to ensure that people wouldn't find his body after he dies, and that he would never become an Avodah Zarah.